From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Doctors in Arizona are closely monitoring Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and say so far she has had no major swelling or other complications from the gunshot wound to the head that she suffered during the shooting rampage in Arizona over the weekend. NPR's Jeff Brady has the latest on Giffords' condition.
There hasn't really been much of a change in Representative Giffords' situation. They say that she has stabilized, and they say that no change is good news. Every day that goes by, one of the doctors said, and they don't see an increase in a swelling of the brain, they become more and more optimistic about her recovery.
NPR's Jeff Brady in Tucson. Outside the University of Arizona Medical Center, people gathered for a vigil to show their support for the victims of the shootings. There was chanting and prayer. Among those attending was Clarissa Gaberkoff.
We hardly ever see anything like this, and we're all like in shock to see something like this happen.
President Obama says he'll travel to Tucson tomorrow to attend a memorial service for the victims of the shootings and their families.
It's going to be important, I think, for the country as a whole, as well as the people of Arizona, to feel as if we are speaking directly to our sense of loss, but also speaking to our hopes for the future.
The suspect in the shootings, 22-year-old Jared Loughner, has been ordered held without bail after a brief court appearance on Monday. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has arrived in Yemen to meet with officials there. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Yemen is a country that has been of concern to U.S. counterterrorism officials.
U.S. terrorism experts often visit Yemen, but Clinton is the first Secretary of State to do so in two decades. She says it's not enough to have military-to-military relations, and she's hoping to, as she puts it, broaden the dialogue. She's been critical of the Yemeni president's effort to do away with term limits, and she's using the visit to talk about the need for political and social reforms in Yemen, which is among the poorest in the Arab world, a country that's running out of oil and water. Supporting civil society is one of the themes of her swing through Gulf states, a trip that continues in Oman and Qatar. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is raising new warnings about North Korea.
With the North Koreans' development, continuing development of nuclear weapons, and their development of intercontinental ballistic missiles, North Korea is becoming a direct threat to the United States.
Gates.
And we have to take that into account.
Gates speaking in Beijing today after meeting with China's President Hu Jintao, who is slated to meet with President Obama in Washington next week, and the challenges posed by North Korea are expected to be one of the main topics of discussion. Just hours before Gates' meeting today, China conducted the first test flight of its new stealth fighter jet. This is NPR News. The South is in the grips of what forecasters say will be days of ice and slush. A storm system has coated states from Mississippi to Virginia. NPR's Paul Brown is covering the southern storm from North Carolina. Paul joins us now, and what's the situation there?
Craig, I've just been outside on the streets in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. They're covered with ice. Two main roads that intersect, which normally are busy, are just covered in slush. A cafe that would normally be open serving people is closed up tight. Supermarkets closed up tight. So we have a very icy, slushy situation throughout much of the South, including down in Atlanta, where there are only 8 snowplows, and the region is covered with ice and snow.
What are the big problems posed by this storm system?
Well, the big ones, of course, are resources to clear snow and ice to keep streets safe, and at this point also to help get people who need medical attention to hospitals quickly. In much of the upper South, crews depend on the sun and warming temperatures to melt snow and ice. This time, forecasters say that won't happen. The temperatures will be in the 20s and 30s for the next several days.
Thanks, Paul. That's NPR's Paul Brown in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Auburn is the new national champion of college football. The Tigers downing the Oregon Ducks last night 22-19, winning with a last-second field goal. Auburn coach Gene Chizik.
I'm not sure 15 weeks ago anyone believed that we could do this except us. And this is the most unbelievable group of young men I've been around. I feel very blessed.
The victory ends a string of near misses by Auburn in its quest for a national title. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.